So will Sarah Palin enter the 2012 presidential race? Palin hasn't said anything to end the speculation. Here on NPR, we're running a series on possible candidates. It's called Spark, as in the spark that sent each of them into politics. And as NPR's Martin Kosty reports, in Palin's case, that story is pretty surprising.
You may want to sit down for this. Sarah Palin, it turns out, was recruited into politics to help the cause of bigger government. John Stein was one of those who recruited her.
We were looking for a moderate who was interested in community development, basically.
In 1992, Stein was mayor of Wasilla, Alaska. The city was growing fast, and he'd promoted new taxes to pay for big city amenities like police and paved roads. As Stein recalls it, those taxes sparked a backlash. He calls it a libertarian revolution.
We had experiences at the city council table where the libertarian activists would, march around the room, passing out copies of the Constitution, singing "They'll Remember in November." I think that was the song.
Oh, yeah, we did that. No denying that. We did it.
This is Mark Kreisen, who at the time belonged to a group called SAGE, Standing Against Government Excess.
We didn't want to control the growth. We didn't want it to grow, period.
Kreisen is a fiscal conservative who also once chaired the Alaska Independence Party, so there's precious little that he and John Stein agree on. But they do tell roughly the same story about what happened two decades ago when the mayor was looking for new allies on the city council.
What we were after was to get people on the council who could make sensible decisions about roads, water, sewer, and those kinds of things. So Sarah came along. She was, bright, energetic, attractive. She had all the attributes of really of an excellent candidate.
Stein says it didn't take much to convince Palin to run, and she won handily. When she took her seat on the council, she seemed at first to be on the mayor's side. Mark Kreisen says Palin joined in the criticism of the anti-tax group. He says she went on local TV and said SAGE really stood for Standing Against Government Everything. But after a couple of years on the council, Stein says Palin's ideology seemed to shift.
And lo and behold, she really embraced a lot of the conservative right-wing thinking.
And lo and behold, in 1996, Palin challenged Stein in the race for mayor. What turned her against him? In her memoir, Palin talks about policy differences. But Mark Kreisen thinks there was also a personal motive. He says the mayor and his allies sometimes condescended to Palin.
That, I could see, torqued her.
Kreisen says Stein's big mistake was taking Palin for granted.
He thought that Sarah was going to be the rubber stamp, and he wound up getting snake bit.
In Alaska, city races are officially nonpartisan. But Palin came after Stein on big ideological issues like abortion and gun rights. 15 years later, Stein still seems a little shell-shocked by the intensity of that campaign.
There was such enthusiasm from the, I'm laughing now, I'm crying on the inside. There was such enthusiasm in the community for this, yes, we're talking philosophy here now. And then here I am down there going, but I can fill potholes, I understand how sewer treatment plants work. But that really wasn't the point anymore.
She beat him, and then in a rematch 3 years later, she clobbered him 3-1. Mark Kreisen sees a clear lesson in Mayor Stein's experience.
The one thing I can say about that is don't piss the lady off.
Stein eventually moved to Southeast Alaska and used his degree in public management to get a job as a municipal administrator. During those same years, Sarah Palin kept climbing the political ladder to become governor, vice presidential candidate, and, for now, star commentator on Fox. Martin Kosty, NPR News.